Ray Doughty felt a jolt, hard enough to make him bounce in his seat behind the minigun on the left side of Super 6-1. The hit didn't sound or feel too bad. It was probably an RPG, a rocket-propelled grenade. Chief Warrant Officer Cliff Walcott, the pilot of Super 6-1, was not a guy to complain about anything. His unflappable cool had earned him the nickname Elvis, that and his dead-on impression of the late rock idol. There was a crude cartoon profile of Elvis painted on his cockpit door, with the words, Velvet Elvis, underneath. Walcott was the kind of pilot who would complain to his crew chiefs that he wished he could change places with them. I have to fly the helicopter, while you guys in back get to have all the fun. His exploits were legendary. He had flown secret missions hundreds of miles behind enemy lines into Iraq during the Gulf War, refueling in flight to infiltrate troops searching for Saddam Hussein's Scud missile sites. When the grenade hit, Super 6-1 was in a low orbit over the target area. In back were Doughty and the other crew chief Staff Sergeant Charlie Warren and four Delta snipers seated on ammo cans. They were busy selecting targets below, the crew chiefs with their miniguns and the snipers with their custom rifles. At first, they shot only at armed Somalis who were moving toward the target area. But as the volume of fire intensified, they'd begun targeting anyone with a weapon. Since many of the armed men stayed in crowds, pretty soon Doughty was mowing down whole crowds of Sammies. He felt justified. When the Black Hawk had gone down 8 days earlier, Somali mobs had mutilated the corpses of the dead crew chiefs. This being the first mission since then, as a fellow Black Hawk crewman, Doughty was in full payback mode. Whenever he saw a Somali fall under his guns, he'd scream the name of one of the men killed in the crash, something he had...